Hi everyone. Today's meditation is all about our divine connection. And I would have to explain it or have the helpful tip from across the veil today. The helpful tip from heaven is a very simple message that we really don't need the masters and the teachers and the learning and this way of following data and analyzing and level systems. We need none of this, which is hard for us because this is how we're learned and conditioned to think and feel. Feel is the key word there. And what I learned from being across the veil is that we actually have everything we need inside of our hearts. And as Lincoln says, my 11-year-old, the wise one, that we basically need to choose yes and accept the key that unlocks our own heart and frees our soul enough that we can see through the illusion of thinking that we need, we want, you know, we're attached and we have expectations of things outside of us when all we really need to do is go within. So today's meditation is basically saying yes to the divine connection, whatever that looks like for you. We're not here to judge or criticize or be right. This is not the only way to lighten the density of the soul, but it is a very simplistic way that is very easily explained to the masses. And when we deeply feel the meditation and imagine and create it, it's actually happening within our cube when we're inviting in these energies, whatever that looks like for you once again. So right now you're going to do your deep breathing, relaxing your neck and your shoulders and your back. And sometimes we actually can't even find our divine connection until we move our ego selves out of the way. And for me, I like to heal and remove all of the ego selves. It's basically when we get in our own way, and I like to be out of my way and be the ultimate conduit here on the earth plane to help anyone around me without helping, because what that is you're removing yourself. So you're just really loving unconditionally yourself and then all of those around you, just really seeing from a very beautiful perch that everything is there for reasons. Everything is there to help us learn and transform and grow. And this is what these meditations do, that we're lifting the layers to get to this beautiful perch of observation. So as you're doing your deep breathing, you're going to imagine that white ball of crystal diamond light coming in through the top of your crown chakra or your head in 3, 2, 1. Deep breath in, feel it coming in through the top of the head, down the eyes, down the nose, down the throat, and into the heart center now. And I want you to take a deep breath and really feel the connection. And you're saying yes to this connection. You really want to experience more than what you're seeing on the earth plane, this three-dimensional life. You want to see more, you want to experience more, you want to tap into your limitlessness. And the only way we can do that is by removing our ego selves and our fear so that we can see what's real and what is indeed illusion. So you're saying yes at this point to the divine connection. So you want to feel in your heart up through the top of the head, and you're inviting in the energies. And today we're going to invite in the sun energy, or if you prefer, God energy. And God is us, we are him. So we're experiencing life through this beautiful energy from this perspective of creator. We're creating our own reality. And when we understand that, when we listen really beautifully and deeply to our higher self, then we can really be guided through the journey of life in a really magical, beautiful, very special, synchronistic way. So we're inviting in this energy, whatever that looks like for you. So I want you to just feel it coming right in through the head. Good. And today we're actually going to remove dark energies, and they're getting in through, you know, alcohol, drugs, when we're eating, you know, meat that is not conscious. We're actually eating fear, and these energies can get in all of these ways and many more other ways through trauma and wounds. So, and also a lot of us are here and we understand organically how to remove these energies. And so we're taking them for others. We're taking them on for others. And Lincoln really beautifully explained this to me. When he gets very excited, when he has a lot of dark entities in the soul that he's collected. So it, for him, it's a gift and he's very excited by it. He gets very happy. He smiles in joy that he's helping others and he's happy to clear and remove them from his soul or his cube of consciousness. So right now you're just going to find the number in your heart of how many are there, and don't be alarmed. Just go with the very first number that you feel in your heart. You can't think it in your mind. You have to feel it deeply in your heart. And as you practice these audios every day, you get to a point where you've really flexed that right brain muscle, which is really the heart center, your passion, your creative passion, and the feel center. And you want to feel your way through. When you can feel your way through, you can basically heal anything and everything. So that's what we're doing today. You're going to get your number and you're asking God energy or the sun to lift these out of your cube and up into the sun, just dissipating and just lifting the energies away. And this is actually just lightening your soul, the density of your soul. That's really what enlightenment actually means. Just being aware, being conscious, and lifting and being responsible for clearing the density and lifting, lightening your own soul. And that's really helping the collective in really beautiful ways. So you're just going to feel much lighter now, much balanced. Good. Just very peaceful, very loving. And now this divine connection, we want to feel it with all the animals on the planet. So we just want to really deeply feel and just send lots of love to all the animals on the planet, all the trees, all the wild, like all the, you know, the wild flowers and the flowers that we plant, all the growth, especially the trees, and all the insects, especially the bees, the birds, you know, lots of animals all over our planet, and everything, of course, is in sacred geometry. So we just really want to balance peacefully and in harmony with lots of love. So you're feeling this deeper. And we're actually just asking God energy to just help us deeply connect here to our own heart and then everything around us, bringing into this oneness state where we can feel that we're all uniquely one and that we all really deeply create our reality in every way, every breath, every cell. And now we're just going to ask our life force to be lifted so we can feel this deeper. So we're going to ask God energy to start at our feet, lifting all the way through the body, the cells, the organs, the tissues, the bones, the skin, elevating and lifting, clearing and cleaning our DNA, our organs, our teeth, our eyes, our ears, even our hair. Just lifting off anything that keeps us from vibrating as high as we can. And we just want to deeply say thank you, thank you, thank you. And then picturing and imagining those roots growing out of the feet deep, deep into the earth. Just really anchoring in love with Mother Nature. And in gratitude, thank you, thank you, thank you.